So yeah, Kevin, shall we go on to the next topic?
Okay, sure. What is the next topic?
Okay, the next topic we're going to talk about is about animal abuse, cruelty to animals. Okay, first, we just like to have your stand now. What do you think about it first? So, okay, Chung An, you start off first.
Of course, I'm against animal lover because a family pet plays an important role in my family. So yes, no, I mean, yes, as in we should care for animal rights. We should love our pets or the animal. I will agree totally. I believe that pets are important thing, yeah. Maybe we I'll share more later.
Okay, Kentung, what's your stand?
Yeah, on the generally lah, generally of course we don't want people to kill animal just like anyhow lah. I mean, life had to be preserved lah. There is a general consensus lah. Alright.
Okay, Kevin, what's your stand first?
My stand, I think I'm very pro animal. Yeah, like you have yeah, like what you say, you have to if you are keeping pets, you know, dogs and cats, it's no longer like it used to. You have to care for them, even to little things, like you know, breeding them. If you don't have I think that it's a no-no for me. I'm all up for animal rights and everything.
Okay, so all right. Okay, first question I'm gonna pose to you guys is, okay, what about killing chickens or ducks or pigs?
Actually, these are what do you call it? Poultry supplies. So it's actually killing ducks, chickens are okay because it's a meat source. Chickens are not gonna be, you know what I mean? So it's still okay to because of the food perspective.
Okay, Kentung, any comments on that?
You kill those like chicken and duck, when you don't like waste all now that the meat, the flesh, all this is okay. Like if you go killing whales like that, like some country like Japan over there, they're killing whales like anything just for the shark fins, all these things. I think they throw all the meat, you know, they kind of not acceptable lah. If for the full use of the animals for your food, it's okay.
All right. Interestingly, let's talk about about this shark fin. Okay, so Kevin, I understand you know about a little bit more about sharks. Can you? I understand there's a shark attack actually, on the surface in Perth.
Oh yeah. Recently, there's an attack in Perth itself, where this surfer has been attacked by big sharks. The things I want to bring across is to let people know that we not to misunderstand the creature, because sharks is made the way they are now. If we're comparing it to a human, they are not as complicated as humans. Right, the only way they can feel, they can taste what they're touching through their mouth, tongue. So let's say, you know, sometimes when they bite you, it's because they want to know what's going on. Yeah, I just want to bring that across that, you know, we cannot misunderstand this kind of animal because, yeah, they're not like humans. And there's no point, you know, starting killing all of them because they attack humans. And, you know, it's not common, shark attacks, only, you know, once or twice in a year. And they only attack because they thought you are food. What happened is when the surfers, they have the surfing board. Sometimes when you're paddling, you're on the surfing board, you look like a sea lion to them. So the sea lion is one of their
you.
in the meal. So they misunderstood, thought that you were a sea lion, that's why they attacked you.
So what about shark fin soup?
Shark fin soup. Actually, the reason I don't know why they started eating shark fin. There's no nutritional, what do you call it? There's no supernatural or something special nutrition in that shark fin. Mostly when shark fin is prepared, we have to put a lot of other ingredients to make it taste nice. What happened is the texture of the shark fin, and it can absorb a lot of taste and flavors from other ingredients that you put in the soup. So that's why it makes it nice. Killing of the shark is very cruel. what have because of the demand is very high and the shark population is very low right now, a lot of responsible people, they just catch the shark and then they just cut off the fin without even killing the shark, and then after that they throw the shark back into the sea, and eventually the shark will die because they're without their fin. That is animal cruelty.
So anything to add on that, Kentong? Jong-an?
Yeah, go on.
I think maybe instead of talking about the shark issue, let me just throw a question. I think it is something more at home. Okay, I'll give you a scenario. A postman is delivering a mail, all right, and then he went to this home, and in this home there is a dog there. Now the dog is not outside the house, it's inside the house, and it's safely locked inside the gate. And the dog was barking furiously at the postman. The postman get frustrated, angry, and then he go and press the horn a few times just to irritate the dog. Now, what do you think of the action of the postman? The postman felt that the dog shouldn't bark at him, so he go and provoke the dog to make the dog bark even louder. Do you think the postman should not do that because it's the nature of the dog to bark? So what's the point of provoking the dog? You're supposed to be the more intelligent species. So what's the other thing?
Yeah, I think I think you just answered the question. Because we are the more intelligent beings, we shouldn't be as a postman, why do you need to get frustrated because of the dog? You just deliver your mail and get the hell out of there.
Yentong, any insights?
The dog does do his job and his master require.
Yeah, so if the dog don't bark, it's not a good dog, right?
So if you can understand the second position, chances are you will be able to agree with Kevin that you will call it shark incidents. You will not blame the sharks. But I can tell you there are some people out there who attack the first position. That is, the dog shouldn't bark at me. Why you bark at me? I'm going to provoke you even further or honor you. There are people who think like that, who just couldn't understand why the dog should bark at him. There are people like that. So this type of people, well, they will blame the sharks. They will cut shark fins or whatever lah.
They cut shark fins, of course, it's for commercial purpose lah.
Yeah. There's no need for that one. There's a lot of imitation shark fins. It's nice, you know. We don't have to kill excessively because of the shark fin. If you want to eat shark fin, it's fine, but you don't have to kill excessively. That's what I want to say. The number of sharks now is getting low, you know. Not many left out there, so.
Okay, Kentong, I understand you have a farm, right?
A farm, not the kuching.
Okay, anything about animals there or not?
Quail.
Huh? Yes, you're wearing squirrels.
No, you say, is there any animal in my farm?
Yes.
You know, I can only see squirrel. I don't wear any other animals.
Oh.
Squirrels running around on the court.
I think Kevin has some very good experience with squirrels.
Have I? Remind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, remind me what experience I have with squirrels.
I think Kevin should say, I think I'm saying Kevin has a lot of pleasant memories with squirrels.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Geez, you are telling me the story how you go and lay out traps for squirrel,
use
the same trap twice, remember?
Yes. When I was a little kid, I used to trap squirrel with mouse traps. And what happened is I was fascinated by squirrels, catch the squirrels so that I can keep them as pets, which is wrong actually, now that I realize. But yeah. But if you are catching squirrels because of pests or anything that falls under that category, you can use mouse traps to trap them. But make sure that you wash your mouse trap every time you want to trap them, because they can smell if the trap has been used before and the squirrel smells. Yeah, so they won't go into the trap anymore. So you have to change the trap or wash it. always put them into in a different position. What else can I say? Don't leave it overnight, because if you leave it overnight, you will catch mouse instead of squirrel. So if you want to catch squirrels, wake up early in the morning and put them trap it, because squirrel comes they will have breakfast in the morning. If you want to catch squirrels, put them in the morning, and then pick it up in 10 or 11 o'clock later, something like that. Is that what you want, Chung-an?
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, I was doing something just now, yeah?
That's alright. So I think that's pretty much it. What else you guys want to talk about? The animal rights.
Yeah, anything to add on or not, you guys?
I recall an incident. This is a personal story, and this one time I actually get upset with my dog. So what happened is that I think it was during a Chinese New Year, and then the dog was locked behind the house. So the dog was obviously very upset and was barking noisily. So I go and try to calm him down by petting him through the grill. And then for a moment the dog was irritated, and then he started to bite your hand. I was startled, and the dog managed to bite my hand, I think twice, and he goes around with all the teeth and all that. So I was upset with my dog for quite a while. But you can see that once the dog bite you twice like that, then you can see the guilty face. And for a moment I was upset with the dog. But then later on I can see I refused to touch him and all that. And I noticed that the dog actually tried to, when I purposely ignored him, he tried to, I refused to touch him, so he tried to touch me instead. So if you try to say that I'm sorry, I shouldn't have thought you that was probably bad mood and say things like that. So I guess there's a story here. Okay, so what I try to say is, you have to remember, if you have a pet at home, just remember there is always the wild side of them. So there must be a balance as well. You cannot trust 100% that they are properly tamed. There's always that risk. There's always a wild streak in them. You cannot picture those animals as okay, you can go to the extreme. Either you think these animals are totally harmless. Some of the things that, what is that guy, the famous zoologist in Australia, what is his name again?
Irwin?
Steve Irwin, is it?
Yeah, Steve Irwin. I think Steve Irwin tries to picture the animals as harmless, but I think he overdo it at times. And you forget that they are actually wild and they can be very dangerous. So I think we cannot go to the extreme, neither can we go to the other extreme. We totally fear them and we just want to destroy them. I think we need to have a better job. Okay, that's all for me.
Yep, that's good.
And too?
Yeah. I don't have any
pets. You don't have any pets?
Huh?
Do you have any pets?
Pets? In Kuching, I don't wear pets. I don't have.
I mean, yeah, I mean, childhood time.
Childhood, I got dogs and cats. And that's all. But in Kuching here, actually, I get fed up with the cats or my neighbors.
Why?
Because they keep coming to my house at night and make a lot of noise.
Yep. Well, actually, that's the owner's fault. It's not the cat's fault.
That's owner?
The owner's fault. It's not the cat's fault. It's the neighbor's fault.
Mine here is never cat. It's a cat that running around.
Oh, okay. It's a wild cat, is it?
It's not wild, it's your neighbor. I don't know which neighbor.
Alright.
Okay, so that's pretty much about it. Alright, thank you very much, Kien Tung, Chung An, and Kevin,
no
for
problem.
Coming on to this show.
Welcome.
Alright, so next week we'll be doing something else again, I'm not sure. So yeah, wonder if Katam is free, but anyway. So we'll probably end here. It's a bit long tonight, and I do hope you guys enjoy listening to us. We'll be back again, same time, same station next week.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.